Welcome to another episode of Badass Banking. And today I'm with a pretty important guy, somebody I really admire. I admire his leadership, especially in times like this. It's Dan Berger, President and CEO of NAFQ. And for those of you that don't know, NAFQ stands for the National Association of Federally Insured Credit Unions. And he's the CEO of one of the biggest trade organizations in North America. Dan, how are you?
Brian, I'm doing absolutely terrific. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
Well, I'm honored to have you on here. I'm also honored to ask you about your trip to Alaska, because Alaska is something that's on my wish list. I had a chance to go there for business a couple of times, but I turned it down. What can you tell me about it?
It is an absolutely amazing state. I can see why Russia is still ticked off of selling it. It is absolutely beautiful. There's so much to do there. There's so much to see. And so this past week, we took a vacation out there. My wife and daughter came with me. Alaska made us get tested 72 hours before getting there. And so once we landed and showed our documentation that we were tested and COVID-free, we flew out into the middle of nowhere to a fishing lodge for a week. And it was absolutely terrific. Caught a ton of fish. My wife and daughter both caught IGFA world records on a fly rod. And so it was a special, special week.
Were those king salmon?
Grayling, king salmon, trout, Arctic char. They just have a plethora of fish that are out there. There were bears everywhere. There were eagles. It was just, it's wildlife. And I have fished all over the United States and in parts of the world. Alaska is still the best fishing on the planet.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. I fished the Allagash in Maine. That was a lot of fun. And I used to rainbow fish quite a bit. So I was a fly fisherman. I've never fly fished in salt water, though. I know you've got some salt water experience.
Yeah, that's my pride and joy, is getting some time off and going down to the Florida Keys, going down the lower Keys. The tarpon, the bonefish, the permit. Tarpon's my drug. It's just the most amazing fish to catch, especially on a fly rod. It's like catching a Chevy or a Buick. It's just so big. The Jurassic, they're dinosaurs with scales. It's a great fight, and they're just a beautiful fish to reel in. So I love it. Saltwater fishing is my passion. I started with rainbow trout in the mountains of West Virginia and in Pennsylvania, but just the tarpon fishing, that saltwater, is they grow really big in the ocean.
So let's shift gears. Let's move on from fishing and talk about some serious issues. Once again, I do honestly appreciate all you're doing from a leadership point of view. I follow you closely. I like your style of engagement with your audience. I think it's something you've learned as a lobbyist in the past. And from being a Bush appointee, I assume. These are some very interesting times. There's no other way to put it. What do you think is keeping credit union leaders or any leaders at this point up at night these days?
I think, ROA, net worth, loan delinquencies, things along those lines are some of the things that they're closely monitoring. But quite frankly, we were built for this. Think about it. Credit unions were built to help the American consumer, and they've done a wonderful job. As you know, the vast majority of them, not all of them, but the vast majority of them have robust technology platforms where they have the digital platforms that are operating in digital banking. Now they're working with contactless. Everybody wants contactless. They want frictionless. They don't want it, but they have to have it. Their members want it. Their future members want it and are demanding it. And so they're investing in that technology now. And so what has happened is the strategic planning that they've done, they may have wanted to do this kind of technology in the next 3 to 5 years. And so what happened with this pandemic that we're dealing with is accelerated those business plans. And so you're seeing more and more of them invest further in technology in order to take care of their membership.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there's going to be a long-term benefit to all that's going on here, right? I mean, you know, we've always talked about in the industry, I came from banking before I went over to the credit union world. I worked for Affinity Federal Credit Union with John Fenton years ago. And, you know, we talked about high tech, high touch. And we're literally really making that happen right now, right? Fintech partnerships with banks and credit unions are going through the roof. The fintechs understand that in order to really survive, they probably do need to partner with the financial institutions. And at the end of the day, you know who's going to win? It's going to be the member and the customer that's going to win. There's a lot of value being brought to the table right now.
I completely agree. There are some really robust technology platforms out there that are being, put out to industry, whether it's MasterCard or Q2 or any of the other providers that are out there. They're doing amazing jobs in providing these products and services that in turn, the credit unions that in turn give it to the consumer or provide it to the consumer. And they want it and they need to have it. My 85-year-old mother does online banking. I mean, it's a royal pain in the butt because I'm her IT help desk when she calls, when she has difficulties, but that's what they want. That's how banking is. It used to be a time where it was the millennials and, you know, Gen Y and everything. It's everybody now. And if you don't have a plan in place, if you have not already started executing technology at this moment, you're probably too late. So you need to get that ball rolling and get going. This is everybody's branch. You know, this is your mobile branch, and you have to have that technology. The problem that the credit union CEOs that I talk to are wrestling with is the more frictionless you become, sometimes are concerns about the cybersecurity and the data security with those platforms. So that it has to be a happy marriage for it to be successful.
Yeah, I agree. I think data governance is going to become a huge issue for banks and credit unions, no doubt about it. Ron Shevlin was talking on LinkedIn and Twitter over the last couple of days about basically security and how it could become part of the value proposition of any bank or credit union. It actually could become a key differentiator in protecting that data and providing a safe environment in essence.
No, I agree with you and him. I think that if you have a robust technology platform, cybersecurity has to be a major component, if not the top component. Yeah, you want it to be user-friendly, but you must protect the members' data, you must protect the customers' data at all costs. And it's not, you know, if it's gonna happen, it's when. And we talk about it at NAFQ on a regular basis. We sit there and we talk about cybersecurity. Could you imagine NAFQ being a conduit to an attack and going out to our members and along those lines? We're PCI compliant. We do penetration testing. We talk about it at every all staff meeting. So it's an ongoing process because, as you know, 99% of the time, it's human error that causes some of this stuff. And so we talk about it. And our members are doing it. Or the credit union CEOs out there, what keeps them up at night is cybersecurity. I mean, 100%. Every man, woman, and child I've spoken to that's running a credit union, they cybersecurity keeps them up at night.
Yep, I can imagine. All right, let's shift gears again. Let's talk about the economy. I know this is a topic you talk about frequently. I've seen you on a couple of television shows. I think I saw you on, it might have been CNBC not too long ago. Is that right?
Yeah, I've done Fox Business, CNBC, several of the others. But yeah, we talk a lot about the economy because that's the second thing that the CEOs care about. And so those are things we try to, you know, find the pulse and try to take a peek around the corner at what's happening.
There's so much rhetoric out there. I mean, it's obviously driven by politics, and we're not going to touch that because you and I are way too smart to go near that subject. But, you know, I mean, with all the rhetoric that's flying around with the U.S. economic, you know, situation, what's your point of view? Do you think the worst is behind us? Or, and I'm saying that as the market's soaring today, right after the last couple of days, or do you think we should be bracing for a rocky road?
I think it's going to be a little bit of a rocky road, and you kind of have to decouple the stock market from the economy. The stock market, as you know, is not the economy. There's a difference. People are betting on the stock market and future earnings and future hope and future possibilities. That's not the economy. There's some headwinds we're going to be dealing with. But I'll go back to what I said in the beginning. Credit unions and smaller financial institutions were built for this. We're high in capital, and you know, we've got the liquidity to be able to go through this kind of stuff. But there's some headwinds that are going to be coming. You're going to see some difficulty here, but it'll be manageable. I mean, yes, there's challenges. That's the whole thing about all this. We've been through these before. I've been through the SNL crisis. We went through 9/11, financial crisis of 08 and 09. And the thing is, we came through with flying colors because of our strength in our business model and our in our focus on the member and taking care of the American consumer, that's what's going to get you through. And so going back to the cybersecurity component of it all, you have to have it. The reputational risk of having a breach or something along those lines could really impact your financial institution if you're not really focused on that. But we do have, from an economic standpoint, some headwinds that we're going to have to get through. But the thing is, Brian, we'll get through it.
Yeah, we will I agree. I mean, I'm actually very optimistic. I think we do have rocky roads ahead of us, but I think all the fundamentals are in place, right? We've got great leadership out there in the industry and in the banking industry as a whole, not just in the credit union world. I think we've got, you know, leadership in places like, you know, NAFQ that are helping the smaller institutions, especially kind of navigate some of the uncertainty that lies ahead. And there's going to be a lot of opportunity for growth coming out of this. I expect in the banking world, we're going to see some M&A activity coming around the corner too at some point. Maybe some of it will be forced. I don't know if it'll be true in the credit union world, but I expect to see it in the community banking space and with the mega banks, you know, the 50 billion plus range.
Yeah, you're right. And we're going to see that in the credit union industry as well. There'll be continued consolidation. We're losing about a credit union a day. I expect that trend to probably continue. And it's going to be the smaller credit unions. They just don't have the resources necessarily to provide the products and services that members, current members want and future members want. And so sometimes the best option to serve that membership or to keep that enterprise going is to merge. And the thing, trend we're seeing is not just the small ones merging into larger credit unions. You're seeing large credit unions talk to one another now and begin to merge. Everybody looking for that economies of scale and things like that to be able to compete against the larger institutions. But consolidation will continue, just like community banks, insurance companies, other financial enterprises out there. Consolidation is an ongoing trend. The competition out there, the technology costs, the compliance costs, all that kind of stuff is what's part of the calculus is causing some of this consolidation. But down to the core of it is what's the best way to support the members or the customer or to support the community? And sometimes it is consolidation.
Yep, no, I agree. So I know your time is valuable and you're a busy guy doing all you're doing there at NAFQ. Any final thoughts you want to share with the credit union, fintech, or banking world?
No, I just be positive. I do believe we're going to come out of this. We talk about it at NAFQ. We're building a runway for 2021 and beyond. Let's build and launch. Don't be afraid to be prepared to market and to really get out there with those products and services. Don't sit there and pull back on everything because you want to be able to launch and be ready to go when the economy does start turning around and really beginning to take off again because it's going to. But you have to have that infrastructure in place, whether it's technology or strategic plan or business plan, but be ready for it. Don't rest on your laurels. Don't go, you know, bundle up and hide in the corner somewhere. You have to be ready because we need to get through this, and you will.
Yeah, and that's what this YouTube channel is really all about. It's about creating a sense of collaboration and conversation and trying to get people to stop huddling down, get out there talking to your peers, maybe even your competition a bit, and talk about what the opportunities are that lie ahead. There's a lot of opportunity and scale, as you mentioned, which is what drives a lot of the M&A activity. But that collaboration has got to happen between your vendors, i.e. fintech, as well as the credit union or banking side. So,
no, you're exactly right. Look at the fintech folks. Look at relationships. You can't go it alone. No one's expecting you to do it alone. Go out there and find those partners, those trusted partners to collaborate with and be ready to launch and have a really good plan, a really strong infrastructure and strong culture within your organization. And let's take off. Let's make 2021 an incredible year, but don't hide. I'm fearful there's folks out there in the banking and credit union industries kind of huddling in and being fearful and stuff. Don't. Yes, it's a challenge. You'll have to make some difficult decisions, but you know, a decision is a decision to go in the right direction. So be ready for the future. Be ready for it.
And for the credit union that doesn't know where to turn, maybe they ought to turn to NAFQ Services, because you guys have vetted some great partners there. And Geezio used to be one of your partners. I think you may still be part of that. I'm not really sure now that it's a Jack Henry company, but that's a good place to go. I'll make sure that down below I post in the comments a link to that, plus a link to your bio and some of the articles. If you don't mind, I'm going to grab one of the pictures out off your Facebook picture, the one of you with the King Salmon, and throw it in here somewhere. Because I like to show the people behind the brand. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Dan, I appreciate it. For those of you out there, please like, subscribe, dislike, comment, positive, negative, doesn't matter. This is all about collaboration, as Dan and I know. Dan, thank you very much.
Brian, great seeing you. Thanks for the invite. We'll be right back.